Hello and welcome to the One Short Podcast, the Sports Gazette's official cricket podcast, back for another episode now. Looking at the IPL, the English summer has just gotten underway. We're on the second day, I guess, at the moment of the County Championship. First day for most games after a lot of rain, and the zeroth day for a couple of them, I think, which the games still haven't gotten underway yet. But today, yeah, we're talking about a bit about the IPL. I'm Toby, your host, joined as ever by Ayush. How are you, mate?
Good, good. Really excited to get back at this after a few days. All of us enjoying a little bit of time off. But yeah, we're back.
We are indeed. Yeah, we're on Easter break at the moment, so had a bit of time off. But yeah, we'll be back now. A bit of IPL. We're back later this week as well, hopefully, with some county championship stuff after the first round of fixtures will be over. And we can do a little bit of a kind of season preview as well as talking about the matches that will have happened already. But yeah, this is the IPL one. We did... what I will say first of all is, if you haven't listened to our last episode, please go back. I wasn't actually involved in it, but it was Ayush and Evie chatted to Raf Nicholson and Katya Whitney about the changes in the women's domestic sort of system and the possibility of all the franchises sort of getting moved aside and the counties taking over. So make sure you head over and give that a listen. It was a really, really good episode. About an hour long chatting to both of them about sort of the biggest issues and what will hopefully be a better system for women's cricket. But I think we better jump right in with the IPL. We're going to slowly go through this from sort of the bottom of the table up to the top. However, the Rajasthan Royals versus RCB game is currently underway. At the moment, it looks like Rajasthan Royals should win it somewhat comfortably. They're 125 for one, chasing 180, with Butler and Sampson going fairly ballistic right now. So we're going to basically assume at the moment that they have won that. But we'll start at the bottom of the table with Mumbai Indians. We're going to basically go through looking at sort of the best players, the worst players, who the biggest surprises are, and how we think they'll do for the rest of the competition. So Ayush, Mumbai Indians, they've really struggled so far. They're 0-3 right now, and it doesn't really look like it could get much better for them. What have you made of them so far in this tournament?
Yeah, it's been tough, isn't it? I mean, the problems I think were there before the tournament started as well, because of their fans turning on them, and there was a lot of tension, I should say, with the entire Hardik Pandya taking over from Rohit Sharma situation. And yeah, it's a bit unfortunate that happened. And I mean, the way it went with them, but you still expected them to do well, because that is a strong team. You know, it's just so, quite a few superstars in that team. I think they've just not been able to click together. You know, as much as they can say that the off-field tension, which also kind of spills over onto the field with Rohit Sharma, Hardik Pandya, that entire situation does not affect it. You know, they can say that, but I think it does. And I think that's what it's been. Suddenly, Pandya doesn't look like a good captain after barely losing, what, I think, 5 or 6 games combined in his 2 years at Gujarat. He's now lost, what, half of those games already in the first 3 games of Mumbai. So it's not been a happy homecoming. I think they've just not... They've just been missing that clarity in thought. Pandya said something in the last game that we need to be more fearless, and I think that's what they need to bring. But I think Surya Kumar Yadav's inclusion will bring that fearlessness to this team.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been sort of a big loss for them. He's been probably one of the IPL's best players over the last sort of 5 seasons, alongside maybe Kohli and a couple of the other big names. But yeah, I mean, him coming back in definitely makes them look a lot stronger. Who do you think's been their best player? And it's a hard one, this, but who do you think their best player has been so far?
Yeah, it's been really tough to call that, but I'm gonna have to go with Jasprit Bumrah. He's been impressive. Caused that game against Rajasthan. Even he was a little bit off color, but he couldn't do much on that wicket with what he had to defend. But before that, at one of the games, 4 overs, 3 for 13, good in the first game as well. And yeah, he's just, you can just see when Bumrah is bowling, no batter is comfortable. Everyone wants to just see him off. not take those chances. And even when they have to take those chances at the death, it's his brilliance that restricts all the batters. So not a lot to pick from, but I think Bumrah so far.
Yeah, I think it's hard to look
And
past him, really. I mean, he's the other than Akash Madwal, who's only played one game, he's the only bowler to be going under 10s economy. He's going at 6.33, and then you've got everyone else is going over 10, which I think just sums up both how good he is and how bad the bowling's been so far for Mumbai.
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think first of all, Akash Madwal should have been playing from the first game. I don't know why he wasn't, because yeah, they wanted to try a few things, you know, just going horribly wrong. Again, that 277 game, I mean, that was the you can't everyone was taken apart. And again, I think Bumrah was the only one. Bumrah had 4 overs for 35 or 36 in that game, which is good enough. I mean, which is very good considering a 277 effort from the opposition. But yeah, he should have been playing from the first game, Akash Madwal, because of what he did last season. He was so good in that last season, was probably the find of the season alongside Nehal Vadera, another surprising miss so far for Mumbai from the 11 so far this season. But yeah, Akash Madwal was the find of the bowling. And yeah, I don't know why he didn't play the first couple of games, came in the third game. And even though they lost rather convincingly, he was kind of a bright light in that bowling effort. I think they're struggling with their spin attack. You cannot win a title on Piyush Chawda.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Who do you think, or what do you think the biggest surprise then for the Mumbai side has been so far?
Biggest surprise, I don't know, it's, I think Rohit Sharma did, I mean, he did get off to a decent start. It's just been, I think, a couple of not great scores, of course, first ball duck in the previous game. But I think the biggest surprise has been, I would say, Hardik Pandya, some of his decisions as a captain. I have seen, you know, multiple times already, he's bowled himself before Jasprit Bumrah. You know, you even though you, of course, Rohit Sharma's tactic and, you know, of giving Bumrah 3 of his 4 overs towards the end at the death was successful in most of those 5 titles. But, and of course, that's a good way to go. India does it as well. I mean, Rohit does it with India games as well. Kohli used to do it. Dhoni used to do it. But yeah, it's just you still want to give at least that 1 over within the first 3 or 4 every game to Bumrah. Because he can pick wickets with the new ball as well. He can do everything. We've seen it. So, you know, doing that and then, you know, with Abhishek and was it Travis Head, yeah, going all guns blazing in that 277. Bumrah again had not bowled. He had bowled 1 over up top and then he did not bowl again until the 13th or 14th over. With the opposition absolutely smacking at 12s and 13s. You need a breakthrough, and who's going to get you that? It's Bumrah. So some of those small decisions, again, a bit of picks as well. I referred to Nehal Vadera not being in the team early on. I know it's not only his decision. The team management, coach, voucher, and all of these people also have a say in it. But yeah, some of those decisions, I don't know. I think it's just some of his even decisions in the field have also not been, you know, reminiscent of that, of his consistency with Gujarat. So I just think that's the biggest surprise that he's looked a bit switched off as a captain so far.
Yeah, it's been a confusing one. I mean, Hardik's taken the new ball himself as well, which has been a bit odd because he generally is so good through those middle overs in particular. But he's taken the new ball and he's got the best T20 bowler in the world. And he said, "You know what? You move to the side. I'm going to take over here." So yeah, it is a
That's
slightly
baffling.
confusing one for Mumbai and for Hardik in particular. Yeah, I think it's been a tough one for Mumbai. I think, as you mentioned, Sharma, if he can get them off to a better start, and I mean, Ishan Kishan as well hasn't been that great. If the two of them can maybe find some form towards the top of the order, Namandeer at three as well, then I think they'll be in a much stronger position to actually get games going because they've not really started games at the right pace, other than that massive ch attempted chase of 277, but then you had to go at 200 strike rate, otherwise you had no chance whatsoever. So I think that's definitely a big one there. I also think a couple of their overseas haven't quite stood up yet. Coetzee is obviously a very young seamer, not very tested in T20 cricket, hasn't done a huge amount with the ball. I mean, going at 11s and not really taking a huge number of wickets isn't really what you want. And also Brevis, who, I mean, what came out of the blocks flying a few years ago in the IPL and really started to make his name, but has since struggled quite a bit. He's not really got the strike rate that they need when you sort of compare him to the sort of the rest of the team. And when you consider that they had to chase 277 in the game as well, strike rates have to be higher than 120, which is what his is at the moment. And he's not really making the runs either. If he was scoring 50 every game at a strike rate of 120, maybe you'd allow it. But I think the fact that he's not scoring runs and he's not going at a fast enough rate, I think that that's quite a tough place to be in. What do you think of in so the rest of the competition, Ayush? How do you think they might go, and what do you think they're really going to need to improve to get going?
They need something that they have now, Surya Kumar Yadav. I think he holds the key for them for the rest of the tournament. That fearlessness that I spoke about earlier, that's going to come from Surya Kumar. And hopefully he plays tomorrow because he's back with the squad. It's just been 2 days since he's been back with the squad. So we're not sure whether he plays tomorrow, but sooner rather than later, he's going to be in. So I think they'll do better with him coming in. And now I think because they do have the talent in the squad, they can they have someone like a Mohammad Nabi sitting on the bench as well. So with the spin already not working, get someone like him in. You know what he can do with the bat. And he's so miserly with the ball as well. Spin bowling. Spin is where they are struggling. They've got a couple of other good options in Kumar Kartikeya, Shreyas Gopal sitting on the bench, spin bowling all-rounders as well. So yeah, why not? Just try those things. They've got the talent in the team. I think they're going to do better going forward. I mean, we've seen Mumbai Indians win a title from after losing the first five games in the tournament. So this is not new territory for them, which is why I think and again, Hardik Pandya is a calm captain. He's again someone who likes challenges. So I think they'll do better. They'll get there. Surya Kumar holds the key.
I think what you mentioned there, the fact that they have won from five losses to begin with already, and the fact that all it takes is two victories for them in their next two games, and they'll likely be sort of within touching distance of the sort of the top four and the sort of semi-finals that they'll go to. And I think that is the thing, is a competition like this is so long, but actually losing three games early on is obviously going to affect you massively, but the teams who get through will probably lose more than three games as it is. I mean, pretty much every team has lost a game already, as it's going. So I think they're still in an okay position. They just need to find some form, and as you mentioned, Sky will be crucial, and maybe finding some sort of spin attack from nowhere, I think, could be helpful as well. Then on to Delhi Capitals. They're currently one win, three losses, propping up the table as well. What have you made of them so far, Ayush, and who do you think's been their key men?
Yeah, it's not been good for them as well. Again, there was a game in there that they should have won, but they did not. Not really going great, but I expected that from Delhi because Rishabh Pant is back as captain. It was going to take him some time to kind of get off the blocks, not just as a batsman but as a captain as well. Because I mean, you can't really expect the guy to start firing right away after what he's been through in the past year and a half, right? So, and playing for the first time at this level, at any level, for 15, 16 months. So I think all of that has kind of translated into the game as well, getting slow off the blocks. Warner's been a very, promising, Warner's made a very promising start for them. Their bowling's so good in that game against Chennai. Did very well until that little bit of MS Dhoni blitz at the end, but which we will talk about later. But yeah, so yeah, I think they've just again struggled with consistency. The Chennai game was good. If they can play more like that, they'll do really well. And Pant has come into form the last couple of games, looked very good, especially a quick fire 50 in the last game as well. So positive signs there, but again, and not to forget that they missed Kuldeep Yadav in two of those games, of the four games so far. So that's a big miss as well. So they'll hope that his injuries or whatever, it's not a big problem. But yeah, I think consistency has been a problem, but I think they could do better if, now that Pant is getting into his groove as well.
Yeah, I think that last game against KKR, where Pant and Stubbs both sort of seemed to find a bit of form, both made 50, both looked much better than they had done previously, I think could be quite key. And I've been really surprised, or pleasantly surprised, by the fact that Pant has sort of seemingly stepped right back into it. He's, I think, their leading run scorer. Leading run scorer, 150 runs from just the four games, and seemingly looks unaffected by obviously that accident that happened to him a couple of years ago now, which is great to see. I think if they can find a bit more consistency, as you mentioned, and maybe a few of them start to put in performances together, so that they're almost a bit more of a team rather than odd players here and there taking wickets or scoring 50s, I think that they definitely have an ability to grow. So I think when you look at their squad, they have a very, very good squad. They maybe haven't quite got the pace attack that you'd maybe hope them to, with the fact that Nokia is probably their only good seamer, and he's not had a great tournament so far either. He's been hit around a bit, so I think there's definitely opportunities for them to improve, but you kind of have to hope that is there for them to go and to get better at. Where do you think their sort of the biggest underperformance has come from for them then, Ayush?
Yeah, it's again, I mean, there are a few players to pick from there, but if you see individually, all of the players have contributed somewhere among the guys who have played. But given his high standards, I think Akshar Patel, probably an underperformer as things stand. I think, yeah, you expect him to do a little bit better. I know it's not been that he's, done a lot of batting or something as well, but how much he's done and how much he's bowled, just expect him to do more, is, take more of a leadership role because he is one of the senior players of this team. Prithvi Shaw's, again, I just played a couple of games and he's done well. At least in that first game against Chennai, so good with Warner, he's been good. But yeah, I think I would say Akshar and Mitch Marsh to an extent have not, lived up to their billing so far.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. I think Mitch Marsh has the ability, definitely, and whether he can find form again, I think would be interesting to see, because he can be such a devastating player. He can take down any attack on his day, and I think if he finds a bit of form alongside Warner, Pant, Pravithi Shaw, they have so much batting strength at that top of that order. Not to mention Tristan Stubbs, who comes in a bit lower down as well. I think there's such a good opportunity there for them to pile on runs in a game if they all get going. And yeah, Axar, it's a tough one for Axar. He's been their most economical bowler throughout this tournament so far, but he's just not taken any wickets, which has been a bit of a shame. I think maybe because teams know he is such a good player, they're perhaps trying to see him off a bit more, and there is a bit more of an opportunity to attack the rest of the attack. Then maybe it's a bit like Rashid Khan when he's on form. You almost try and see him off, and then you know that there's three or four weaker bowlers alongside him that you can take down. And I think that maybe that's not helping Axar. That if he had someone else alongside him, a Bumrah, for example, who is very miserly and doesn't give runs away, then perhaps he might work a bit better in tandem, rather than sort of every other bowler is sort of going for tens effectively. So I think
That's where
maybe
he's missed Kuldeep, hasn't he? I think
exactly,
that's
yeah.
where he's missed Kuldeep in the couple of games at least.
Completely, they're such a good pairing that you'd really hope that they could sort of come together and do something, but unfortunately it's not quite clicked for them so far. How do you think they might go for the rest of the competition? Can you see them coming back into it?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think they'll do better. I think Pant's confidence is kind of increasing, and that will show in his captaincy as well. But Yeah, with I think with Kuldeep, if Kuldeep is fit and if Warner continues his good form, if Mitch Marsh can find something, Pant continues the way he started already, I think they'll do well because the likes of Khalil is a good bowler. He's been bowling well as well. Mukesh is decent at the death. Ishant Sharma has been decent. Of course, I mean, again, that game against KKR, where KKR almost broke SRH's record. Not much to go by, but yeah, I think they can do. I think they'll do well, but I don't see them really making the playoffs for some
Yeah.
reason. I don't think they have the kind of strength in that squad compared to all of the other teams to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. I think their bowling lineup isn't quite strong enough. If Kuldeep comes back, then there's great opportunity there. But I mean, at the moment, he's out for undisclosed amount of time. I'm not sure they know. It's going to be at least for a few games, and by the time he's back, they might be out of the running as it is. So I think it's going to be tough for them
Yeah.
unless they can really sort of find some batting form and just score runs after runs and put on 200 every game for their bowling attack to defend. I think it could be a challenge for them. RCB now, who are currently struggling against Rajasthan. It looks very likely that Butler and well, Butler will carry them there. He's 80 not out at the moment. We'll be keeping updating you to what will be a game that will have finished, but for myself and Ayusha, it's going to be an interesting end, hopefully. But yeah, RCB, I mean, an okay tournament so far. Yet again, struggled. They've only won the one game as well, and really, it's been down to Virat Kohli. He's been such a dominant player for them, hasn't he? He's leading run scorer, and they've only won one game. What's been going on?
Well, I mean, again, it's the same old story for RCB. And I'm going to say that a lot of us saw that coming because it's just baffling to me how they've, over the years, it's the same thing again. It's just batting heavy, nothing from the bowling. The overall bowling attack is just so weak together. And some of the players that who you'd expect to perform have been underperforming in that on the bowling front again. Siraj has been poor so far, and yeah, I think how much is Virat Kohli going to do? He's already with the orange cap, 100 today, the first 100 of the season, and they're still looking like they're going to lose this game quite convincingly. So no one else in support of him. Du Plessis also been poor. Maxwell, wow, he's been poor. But yeah, it's just again same old story. It's all Virat Kohli, a little bit of support, not much. And if they end up bowling second, it just these days seems almost a certainty that they're going to lose.
Yeah, it's such a shame, really, considering how good Kohli has been. He's the leading run scorer quite convincingly at the moment. He scored 100 today, which is amazing. It's probably not many times that a batter scored 100 and the team's gone on to lose in a T20 game. I mean, it's a shame to see, really. Dinesh Kartik's done all right alongside him, but yeah, realistically, Green, Maxwell, Du Plessis, the guys who are being paid the big bucks to go out there and score runs haven't been doing it so far. Even Pattadar has been struggling as well. And then with the ball, none of them have looked that great either. I mean, you've got Alzaro Joseph and Mohammad Siraj, who are two of the best red ball bowlers in the world and should be two of the best white ball bowlers. And they've been carted around. Rhys Topley, who I really, really like, hasn't been given that much of an opportunity yet, but has been going at almost tens as well. Cameron Green, who is still so young, hasn't found any form, and Glenn Maxwell, with the ball, has been doing better with the bat, at least you can say. But realistically, they've not got a team around Kohli, which is the mistake they've made basically every single year for the 15 years of the IPL. It's been crazy that they haven't been able to fix the problem that they've had. It's been the same issue for the whole time RCB's around, been around. So I'm not really sure when they'll learn or if they'll ever learn, but you kind of hope they will. Who do you think that maybe their biggest underperforming player is? Are you sure, or do you think that there's too many of them really to net narrow down?
Quite a few, quite a few. I mean, it's Siraj, Parth Duplessis, Maxwell, but if I had to pick one, I'm going to say Maxwell because he's just been very, very poor with the start that he's made so far with his batting. I think his bowling was decent in the previous game. I'd like to see him bowl a bit more, but yeah, it's his batting has been really poor. He's just looked so off, just not looking confident. As we've seen him do in the past, where he can, completely single-handedly win games. So yeah, after that brilliant World Cup and that incredible double hundred that he had against Afghanistan in similar conditions, he's just not been good so far in this IPL. So yeah, I mean, many, like you rightly said, many people to pick from, but I'm gonna go with Maxwell.
Yeah, I agree. He's just with the ball, he's been okay at least, but it just doesn't look like the same Maxwell. He's struggling to hit the ball off the square at times, it looks like, which you just don't really associate with him. He does often have these sort of fluctuation years. I feel like in IPLs, he'll go from being one of the best players on the planet to struggling quite a bit. And I think he's talked about it at times as well, on other podcasts. So I don't think you can really necessarily expect different, but when you spend so much on some big name players that RCB have done, if a couple of them don't have great years, they are just going to struggle massively. Can you see them changing at all, Ayush, or do you think it'll be more of the same?
It just doesn't look promising at all because so far the trend of this IPL has been, teams winning mostly at home. Just I think two or three away wins so far in the IPL, and we are now what in the 19th game. But RCB have already lost a couple of home games, and that's one team for whom they can never call the Chinnaswamy a fortress because. Of, yeah, I mean it's a little bit unlucky as well because of the dimensions of that ground and how it is, where the toss really becomes important for some reason over there, and because of course it's usually good batting track, shorter boundaries and everything, teams chasing, and especially with RCB's bowling, it puts them at even more of a disadvantage to defend totals even if they get 200s. So yeah, with especially with the way the bowling is going. Was already poor. Now it's the confidence has hit even more. I don't know. I think it's just going to be a story of some of the players will come back in form. I think Maxwell just needs that one innings and then he can get going. But to me, I think I'm looking at a bottom two finish.
Yeah, I think I can't see much else from them. I mean, they would really have to change their fortunes around to have any opportunity, really. And I think it's possible, but it's seeming, I think, quite unlikely. And then on to the Gujarat Titans, who have had yet again they're finalists for the last 2 years, winning their first competition ever as a side. Then they've lost Hardik over the winter. Obviously, a big loss. He's such a key player, possibly one of the most valuable players in the whole competition. They're currently 2 wins, 2 losses, 50% win rate, probably a bit lower than they'd have been hoping, considering they have quite a good side. In the end, to be fair, but what have you made of them so far, Ayush, and who's been their strongest players?
Yeah, to be honest, I think they've been better than I expected since Hardik left. Because yeah, I mean, if you look at the table, it shows 2 wins and 2 losses, but it should have been 3 wins for Gujarat Titans if not for what happened in the last game against Punjab, where a couple of youngsters came in and absolutely just took the game away from them. But if not for that, they would have had 3 wins. And it's just that's what happens in this tournament and in this format that you've been the better team for like 37 overs and then a few bad deliveries here and there and you're done. So, but I think they've been better, which shows that they have a strong team management behind them. They have people like Gary Kirsten, Ashish Nehra, who people talk about Hardik and Gujarat with Gujarat's success in the 2 years that they've been. In the tournament, but it's a lot to do with Nehra, Kirsten, and the backroom staff as well. Someone, you know, it, it so it shows that Shubman Gill has got good support around himself, I think that he's done well so far as a captain. He looks good, proactive. But yeah, I mean, it's tough because I think some of the players have been playing well, but I'm going to say only because of the high standards he has set over the years. I think Rashid Khan has been a bit disappointing so far.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to actually pick him out as well as I think my sort of perhaps biggest disappointment in some ways for them, the fact that he has been the probably the IPL's best finding ever, in if you kind of get what I mean. And the fact that before the IPL he sort of came out of nowhere for Sunrisers was unbelievable for them. I was completely shocked when they let go of him before the most recent mega auction. And I mean, Gujarat, I thought, were very, very smart in picking him up. And he's just not quite found this rhythm so far this tournament. I think you can't rule him out. There's a very big opportunity, a very big opportunity for him to just out of nowhere, 3 or 4 games, just win them for Gujarat, because he is such a big game player like that. But yeah, considering he's not taken loads of wickets and he's not really been had that loan economy, which is really what you need for a player like Rashid Khan, and he's not won a game really for them yet, that I think you do have to be a little bit disappointed with his outcome so far. I mean, I think Umesh Yadav as well and Vijay Shankar haven't been great, but they don't have the same reputation that a player like Rashid Khan does. And I mean, I think, as you mentioned, Shubman Gill has been great so far with the bat. He's definitely stood up. The fact that they've lost Hardik, who is a talisman of a player and a leader, he's come in and he's taken captaincy and he's scoring runs. He was the leading run scorer last tournament out, and he's sort of following in the same kind of footsteps this year, number four on the list at the moment, and has looked really, really good at the top of the order. Who do you think's been their sort of the biggest surprise player for them at the moment, Ayush?
Yeah, it's been they've had a few. I think they've some of the players have done well, and it's but I think I mean for a lot of people it would be Mohit Sharma, but you expect him to do all of this. He's experienced, he's so good. But I think Spencer Johnson, he's been a very good addition to this team. And of course you like a little bit of pace, a tall left arm fast bowler, it's always exciting. But yeah, I think he's been a good surprise to them so far in the tournament. Again, Sai Sudarshan, someone you expect to do well, given the kind of breakthrough year, couple of seasons that he's had. But I think Spencer Johnson, I think has been a nice surprise for Gujarat.
Yeah, he's sort of come out of nowhere. He had an unbelievable 100 last summer. Took figures of 3 for 1 off 20 balls or something unbelievable. No, was it 3 for 1? Something crazy like that. I can't remember now. I was sat there and he just had the ball on strings and
Yeah, I
was
remember.
doing whatever he wanted with it. And he looks like such an exciting talent. Sai Sudarshan as well, I think you mentioned. I really like him. I saw him play down at Surrey last summer, and he looks like a decent player. He's sort of slowly coming into it as well. But yeah, I mean, I think they'll need to start to build up a bit of a run and win games that they haven't quite yet so far. I think you mentioned their game against Punjab Kings, that it's games like that that they really need to win if they want to try and sort of find their way into the top half and into the qualification slots. How do you think they will go throughout the rest of the tournament? Do you think that they're in a good position right now, or do you think they might struggle?
Yeah, I think they'll do well. I think they will be in for the fight for the playoffs and things like that. Yeah, like you mentioned, they need to win those close games, and if not for that ending against Punjab, they would have been on 6 points right now. So that shows that they've been really good start for them, and I think that's a team with the quality that they have on the bench as well. And with someone like Noor Ahmed also gradually coming to the races, looking good last couple of games, Rashid will come good. I mean, I don't see Rashid Khan having a poor season all along. So he's gonna do what he does best going forward as well. And I think they'll do well. They will be in the race of the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I kind of agree as well. I really like the look of Gujarat. I think they've been a great side and a great addition to the IPL in the now the third season they're in. And I do hope they make it. I really like them as a team. I don't really have any particular reason. I just always think that they're quite an exciting side. I think we'll probably have to rush through a few now. We've been going on for quite a while. I think it's been a great tournament to chat about so far. But we're Punjab Kings, Ayush, they're also 2-2, as are a lot of sides in the competition. What have you made of them as a team this season?
Yeah, Punjab again. It's just that it's happened all along, and that's how it is right now as well, that you don't feel very confident after looking at Punjab. That, okay, they are, probably among the best sides. There have been years where they've been probably top two, top three on paper. Again, very strong team on paper, but you just don't look at them and you think that, okay, because they've never won as well, only reached a final, one final in the past, whatever, that, this is not a team that you expect a lot from, but they're good. I think they have good quality in this team. Decent team, and they should get a lot of confidence after what happened in the previous game with Shashank Singh. Well, we'll never know whether they actually really wanted him in that auction. I'm sure everyone, a lot of people know the story of what happened there, but well, it's a good time for him as well, and good for the team that youngster, and again Ashutosh as well, another youngster coming and showing the quality for them. Shikhar Dhawan may not be at his very best, but he's always among the runs. So I think Punjab have gotten off got a good start. Again, they won a game that they probably shouldn't have won, but before that, against Lucknow, they lost a game which they should have won. So yeah, it's again been that proper mid-table, there and thereabouts kind of performance from them, but yeah, they've been okay. I would say, not bad, and they've got the quality to do some damage.
Definitely, yeah. I think the one thing that I do like about them aside, I think you've already mentioned that they've never really done that well, and I never really think of them as contenders. Like if I were to just not look at all at which squads, who has who, which players, and whatever, I still would just never name them as a favourite. I just never quite think they have that within them, which seems crazy to think that, but I do really, really like how many all-rounders they have in the side. It gives them so many options. The fact that Sam Curran, Sikandar Aza, Shashank Singh as well, Liam Livingstone, they have so many sort of options and different options with the ball and the bat that they can kind of find their way out of trouble, which I guess makes them look like a good side in that way. But I do think that they might struggle through the rest of the tournament. Do you think that they have an opportunity, or do you think it'll be sort of another classic Punjab Kings season where they maybe just fall out of favor and lose a bit of form and lose a couple of games at the wrong time?
Yeah, it just looks like, I don't know. Shikhar Dhawan as captain as well, it doesn't look to me like someone who's gonna take them all the way. Quality wise, they do have a lot of talent to kind of fight for the playoffs, which I think they will do. Again, will be in contention. You look, they've got a strong bowling attack as well. They've got good batting as well, firepower, but I don't know, it just never seems to come together in the best way possible for them. And I think Shikhar Dhawan as a captain, not among the best. And I think, yeah, it just seems like they'll be there, but they won't make it.
Yeah, I agree. I think on paper, their team is so good, and I could see
Fantastic.
them going all the way. And maybe if they were, in CSK kits and had Dhoni in the side, maybe that they would. But when you look at their bowling attack, I mean, Harpreet Brar has been brilliant so far this tournament. But Sam Curran, I always think, is a very good T20 player. Rabada, Arshdeep, Harshal Patel, Rahul Chahar. That's a very, very good bowling attack on paper. Not to mention Shikhar Dhawan, Johnny Bairstow, Liam Livingstone. They've got a very strong batting lineup, but I also just can't quite see them coming together and making it. But maybe flip this up and maybe they'll go on to win the whole thing. But yeah, I just can't quite see it coming together this tournament for them. A team who maybe also haven't had the best sort of form, but over the last sort of 15 years of the IPL, but Sunrisers, they've been yet again a very up and down side, breaking records, but also losing games pretty poorly that maybe you wouldn't expect them to. What have you made of them and their tournament so far, Ayush, and their record-breaking team?
Just that one game I think they've earned the right to say that we've had a very good start to the tournament just by the one game, because that was so good, wasn't it? 277 all-time high T20 score and everything. Good. I think they've looked better than I think they would. Again, it's just how the format goes. 1-2, lost two, but they have the captain with the golden arm, the golden luck, don't they? Pat Cummins. I mean, he just wins everything. And what a great person to have as your captain as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if he takes them all the way in this tournament as well, because of just what he can do as a captain. So he's been impressive, in my opinion. SRH been very good. Yeah, they'd like a bit, maybe a bit more consistency with the bowling. But yeah, that batting is confident. It looks strong, and I think they'll do well.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think when they have, as you mentioned, their 277 is just unbelievable. The fact that I think he probably has been their best player, but Henrik Claassen, obviously his stats are inflated by that, and your sort of your memory of him as a player so far is tainted by the fact that he went and whacked 80 off basically nothing. I think has
It's
kind of
crazy.
sums up their tournament. And I think, yeah, on the bowling front, they've got a decent attack. I think the one thing that's maybe a bit tough for them is the fact that, as you mentioned, Pat Cummins is in there, but also Umrah Malik, who was probably the breakout star from last season, hasn't been able to maybe be as effective as he would have hoped, because he kind of does the same thing as Pat Cummins. They both like to bowl through the middle, and it's but that's perhaps a bit of poor planning from their selection point of view, and they maybe just wanted someone like Pat Cummins. But I don't know. I think it's a tough one there to try and juggle all of that around. But when you have Pat Cummins, you have Bouvi, you have Natarajan, you have a couple of these sort of the big name players with the ball, they're always going to be a good opportunity. And when Claassen's on the form that he is right now, Abhishek Sharma as well, I think, has been brilliant at the top of the order, alongside Travis Head. I think that's a great combination. They do really have a good opportunity to try and to build something, try and make something happen. But whether they will, it'll be interesting to see throughout the rest of the tournament. Who do you think's been their sort of like their most underwhelming player, perhaps, Aish?
Yeah, I mean, not sure, because again, a lot of the players have done pretty well for them, but I think I'm gonna go Bhuvneshwar Kumar. Yeah, again, I didn't expect him to be really good, but he again hasn't been as lethal as we've seen him in the past. His death bowling is not, up there anymore. That used to be one of his biggest strengths. Mayank Agarwal, I think, had a really poor start to the tournament for them. But he was benched, I think, the last game as well, which I think is the right way to go. Have Abhishek Sharma up top. And he, I think, has been that most impressive player so far. So have him open against, along with Travis Head. And then you have so much firepower down there. Klaassen and Makram can do so much. And you have all of these superb players in there, but yeah, so I think yeah, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, Mayank Agarwal, I think these two senior Indian cricketers you expect more from haven't been quite there.
Yeah, I agree. I think Agarwal would have been my sort of biggest disappointment. It might just be the fact that he scored 11 off 13 when Sunrisers scored 277. Just the fact that if they'd got rid of him and given Claassen those 13 balls, just imagine they could have made it to nearly 300, perhaps, which I think's a disappointment in
That's
itself. But
crazy to just think of 300.
Completely. So I think he'd probably be my biggest disappointment. They've not had any sort of massive surprises other than maybe Abhishek Sharma. I don't know much about him, Aish. Do you think he's that close to the Indian side, or do you think that before this season he wasn't, and now he's maybe sort of pushing up there because he is having and maybe could have an unbelievable tournament?
No, again, he's the guy who you always expected would have a good season. He's just kind of further showing the quality that he's got, because he's been very good, fantastic season for Punjab as well, in domestic cricket. And he is that player who you expect, because he's one of the future stars, someone you can look at, because he is that good. And this season is just kind of an extension of that, I think. close to the Indian team, not right now, given there's so much talent, so many other players also still waiting for their chance. But maybe in a year or two, I see that guy getting a chance to play for India, because he's good and he's only going to get better. And very, very good player to probably not give a shot in the national team.
Then on to Lucknow Supergiants, one of the other sort of expansion sides from a couple of years ago. They're also on 4 points, but they've only lost the one game, having played just three. What have you made of their tournament, Ayush, and who've been their sort of standout players that are maybe helping them make a push for the title this year?
I mean, I am super impressed by Mayank Yadav. I've never seen an Indian bowler bowling 157 kilometers per hour. That is incredible. Umran Malik was the guy who did that. And now look, this guy's even quicker. He's just his average speeds as well are faster than Umran Malik, more consistent. His height, he's taller, so that helps him as well. He's got consistency behind that quick ball as well. A lot of players have done well. For Lucknow, some of the stars who you expect to do well. Rahul hasn't been at his best, but I think I'm most impressed by Mayank Yadav.
Yeah, I think he's been a phenomenal find. I can't remember who it was. I think it was one of the Wisden guys. I saw put out a tweet. Just imagine Mayank bowling to Canada and the US in the T20 World Cup this summer. Like, he is going to destroy some teams. And considering he's what, 20 at something at the moment,
21.
it's going to be an unbelievable career that he will likely have if he can stay fit, which you always
Yeah, that'll
hope he
be a
does.
problem.
I think, yeah, he has been almost certainly the Supergiant standout player in this tournament. He's going at under sixes with the ball. He's taken six wickets, and I think that's all you can really ask from a kid that young, basically, that he sort of goes out there, and I think he's done better than anyone could have imagined. I mean, Pooran's been great as well, sort of leading their run scoring. Quinton de Kock had a great game, scored a brilliant 80 against RCB just a couple of days ago as well. And I think they have a really good making of a side. If they can, they're maybe a bowler light. It's hard to tell at the moment. I mean, Naveen Ulhaq, I think, is a great find from Afghanistan. He's been sort of really growing in strength over the last few years in T20 cricket. Krunal Pandya, Hardik's brother, has almost gone under the radar, I think, over the last few years. I mean, they came through together at Mumbai about 5 or 6 years ago now, possibly longer actually. And Krunal's never quite stood up. He's not really been sort of given an opportunity for India just because Jadeja's been around, Ashwin's been around. I mean, they've got such a dirt, like a, such an unbelievable spin attack that he's never had an opportunity, and he's never really demanded it either. But he's had a decent season so far, and I think there's a great opportunity for Lucknow this season. They've got a great side. Where do you think they might go throughout the rest of this tournament, Aish? Do you think that they can push on, and who do you think needs to really perform for them to challenge for the title?
Yeah, I think they'll do well. They're definitely, I see them making the playoffs as well. Again, with Gujarat, they've also been really consistent in how much cricket that they've played in the history of the IPL a couple of seasons. But yeah, I think Marcus Stoinis will be very important going forward. He's been a bit underwhelming, and I think you can never overestimate the importance of all-rounders, especially in this format, especially someone like Marcus Stoinis. So with Pooran already doing well, Rahul, yeah, it's not been at his best, but he'll find his consistency, I think. Again, a guy who's had some injury issues of late, so we'll take that little bit of time. But again, good bowling as well. But I think Marcus Stoinis, there are a few players to pick from, but I think Marcus Stoinis will be very important going forward. Especially if he can finish the way we've seen him in the past alongside Buran.
Yes, yeah, I think he could be key. I think all rounders kind of like Stoinis are always very, very useful. And then on to last year's winners, Chennai Super Kings, currently sat in third in the IPL at the moment. Two wins, two losses as well. Yet another team on 4 points. How have you made of their season? I was looking at all their stats as I was researching before all of this, and they haven't really got any standout players, it doesn't look like. Do you think that the fact that, as they have done sort of for the last 10 years, and they've been so successful doing it, the number of all-rounders they have and the number of sort of, I don't even know how to describe it, but the fact that everyone within the side can make a difference and almost always does make a difference, that is their biggest strength?
Yeah, I think that it's just they bat so deep. It's every year. It's again this year as well. And Tony coming in at eight and Deepak Chahar to bat at nine. And we know he can bat as well. So they've got such depth batting, bowling as well. I've been surprised that Rachin Ravindra hasn't really bowled a lot so far. I would have liked to see him bowl more because he knows how to pick wickets, irrespective of the format. So I think Ruturaj will kind of rely on him with bowling as well. So again, they've got plenty of bowling, plenty of batting. You just look at that team and you think that, okay, they can't really have a really poor season. Again, the tournament so far has been a story of two halves, two excellent games at home, two very bad games on the road. But yeah, I think they'll do well just given the depth that they have in both batting and bowling.
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree that the fact that pretty much everyone can bat and bowl all the way through their team, and the fact that they have your sort of super sub as well now, I think always really helps in a tournament like this. It just gives you almost an extra all-rounder in there, which is very, very useful. I've been surprised that Ajinkya Rahane's come back and done so well as well. I mean, he's maybe not quite hit the heights that they maybe would have. Actually, I'm going to change that completely. I think he has hit the heights they'd have hoped. He's maybe not struck as fast as they maybe would have wanted, but I think he's the kind of player that will always score some runs. I remember, was it 2 or 3 years ago? He didn't have an IPL gig, got brought in as an injury replacement for Delhi or Mumbai or someone, and actually started scoring some runs. And since then has had a few IPL gigs since and has looked pretty good. Rachin Ravindra as well. Came in for Devon Conway, who's been a very prolific IPL player over the last few years, got injured, and Rachin sort of picked up almost exactly where Conway left off. He's flying, considering this is his first ever IPL gig, and I think that kind of signing is another canny move by Chennai, and they always do it every year. It's their all round talent. They know who to bring in. They have almost the perfect replacement if someone does get injured, which is what you need to really consistently challenge, which they have done every single year in the IPL. Do you think that they are going to challenge again, and could this be their sixth title, do you reckon, Ayush?
It's possible. I mean, I won't blame them if they don't, because it's the first season with a new captain, Ruturaj Gaikwad. It's a lot process for someone like him as well. With MS Dhoni still around, but it's still the end of that captaincy era because probably might not see Dhoni play after this year as well. I don't want to say that we won't, because with MS Dhoni, you never know. He said that 5 years ago as well. Oh, this will be probably the last season for MS Dhoni. He's won two more titles since then. So yeah, you can't say it will be his last, but probably is. And yeah, Ruturaj should be given that bit of leeway, a bit of freedom to do his thing as a captain. But yeah, I think they will fight for probably the title as well going forward, but definitely for the playoff spots.
What do you make of Gaikwad's captaincy so far? He's not had the greatest tournament with the bat, sort of only striking at 120, 88 runs, averaging 22. Not the start he would have hoped for, I'm sure, under his new captaincy. But how have you thought of his sort of demeanour and leadership generally?
I think it's good. You know, the last two games have shown the kind of struggle, that have shown the differences a little bit between anyone and MS Dhoni for that matter. But you know, he's what I like from him is he's brave to take his own decisions. We're already seeing a difference between what happened with Ravindra Jadeja when he had taken over captaincy a couple of seasons ago and it did not work out, and with Ruturaj, that Ruturaj is not afraid to take his own decisions. He has MS Dhoni to consult, and he does, of course. Anyone would. You'd be a fool not to consult MS Dhoni when he's right there, you know, on the field with you. But So far we've been seeing that it's been Ruturaj. Even with the Jadeja era, we saw Dhoni still drive a lot of the decisions, placing the field or bowling, because it just seemed that Jadeja was not sure of what he was doing. But I think Ruturaj seems confident, and he seems in a place where, okay, this is my team now, and I'm going to take decisions. So I like that from him.
And then on to KKR, who were top until a few minutes ago. Their 3 wins from their 3 games and have looked very, very decent. What have you made of them and their sort of strength, particularly with the bat?
He's been fearless. I think, and that's what Gautam Gambhir has brought to them, because he was the captain when they won both of their titles. They've struggled since then. They got him back, and they're firing. It's just that something has ticked off with this team, ticked on, I should say, because they've switched on very well this season. Right from the start, they've been good. They've been playing fearless cricket. Everyone's going in there and, playing free cricket. Sunil Narayan, again, it's not that he's not been tried at the top in the past. It's something new. It's not worked out for a couple of seasons. Now suddenly he's firing again, opening the inning. So I think batting, bowling, everything's coming together because they're playing fearless cricket. Good start from them. Very, very promising start from them. I think it's not more to do with Shreyas Iyer's captaincy. I think it's just the overall look of the side. And yeah, I think Gautam Gambhir is driving a lot of it.
Yeah, I've really liked KKR as well. I mean, they scored 272, almost beat Sunrisers' record just a few days later, which would have been absolutely mental. And I think, as you mentioned, yeah, Narayan has really led that from the front, considering he's 35 now as well. I think the fact that he's been promoted and been allowed to be his destructive self at the top of the order, which, as you mentioned, he's not really done around the world in the last few years. He was so good at it when he first came into it. What, almost 10 years ago now, it probably was. Had a bit of a fall off, struggled with his batting a bit, perhaps, getting a bit older. And has not so reinvented himself, but reinvigorated himself at the top and has been absolutely fantastic. And I think it's come through with his bowling as well. He's always been a very good bowler, but maybe a bit more up and down. And he's definitely on an up right now. He's looked so strong with it and been very, very very, very good. Andre Russell as well. And I think in particular for me as an English fan, Phil Salt has been great at the top of the order, which I love to see. I think he's slowly cementing himself to open the batting, probably alongside Jos Buttler, who we'll get on to in a minute with Rajasthan. But I was never quite sold with Phil Salt until probably about this time last year, last summer, I think it was. He really just had an unbelievable 100, unbelievable summer. And I think has been undroppable since, and he's following on here in the IPL, striking at 140, which you want him to do always. He has to be aggressive at the top because that is his skill, and he's scoring runs as well with it, which is great to see. Who do you think, if anyone, has been sort of letting them down? Do you think that there's maybe somewhere they can improve for the rest of the tournament ahead?
That's again not much to pick from, because players have been doing very well for them. But Mitchell Starc has not been great for them. So yeah, just imagine if even he gets to his best, they'd be even more lethal, because we know what he can do. So he's not had the best of starts. Yeah, a little bit. I think Venkatesh Iyer as well, we've not seen him do a lot. I think he did have decent innings. Yeah, I believe so. But yeah, we'd like to see more from him as well. But yeah, I think I'll pick Stark.
And then on to Rajasthan Royals, who are top of the table right now, 4 from 4. It kind of, I know we were chatting a little bit before the podcast, as the game was going on, they've just beaten RCB with a Jos Buttler 100 not out. Before the podcast, we were both talking about how, Jos Buttler maybe would have been our sort of biggest disappointment, who's been struggling the most. And I'm not sure you can really go with that anymore. And I think that in itself kind of shows the strength that they've been having. There haven't been any massive disappointments for them, and they've looked really, really good. What have you made of their start to the IPL this season, Aish?
Incredible start. They were one of the best teams, even on paper, especially with that bowling attack. had a good start, and right now they are the best team in the IPL as things are going. Because, and that's what I mean. We, like you said about Jos Buttler, right? We were on the verge of naming him as our most underperforming player. He can absolutely change all opinions with what he did today, with the kind of innings that he's played today, and that's what he can do. And now I think they're gonna just continue to fly because one of their absolute main players is back in form. He had been struggling since the last season. He's got that 100 again. And if he can continue, I think it's only further up and up for Rajasthan Royals. They've had a great start. Everyone is ticking. Everyone is doing well. Subs doing well. I don't know. I don't even know if I can pick one player who's been, poor for them.
I agree. I think when you look through their side, I can't really see any weaknesses within it, which is unbelievable to say, really. I mean, you maybe a few years ago you would have said someone like Parag might have been a weakness, but he's been unbelievable this season for them. He's been fantastic. He's been striking at 160s, their leading run scorer, and he's been fantastic. I mean, before this, you maybe would have said you wanted to see Butler and Hetmyer score a few more runs. Hetmyer had a very good knock at the end today, 11 off 6, which is kind of what they want him in there for, just to finish chases off. But before the game today, him and Butler hadn't passed 15. And I'm not sure Jicewell's done much better. He's made 24 high score. So maybe that's where they would have looked to improve. But after such a great performance today, specifically from Butler, I mean, he's now in form. Jicewell will likely find some form. He's probably the India's sort of biggest talent and young talent at the moment. So I think they're almost hands-on favourites right now. I think you kind of have to give it to them, and the fact that they have been so strong for so long. I don't think there's really many weaknesses within them either. Do you think that they are just favourites now, Ayush, or can anyone else really come back into it?
Yeah, I think they are definitely favorites to end in the top two. Again, long way to go. 10 games to go for them as well, and 10, 11 games to go for most of the others. We know everything can change, things can happen. But I think they are definitely going to ride on this confidence and top two. Again, can they end up winning it? That will be the key again, because couple of years ago, lost in the final to Gujarat. They had been better than Gujarat, I think, had a better team as well. But yeah, I think they definitely have it in them to win the title. Yeah, I'm just gonna have to wait a little bit to see if they will win it, or because we know if teams like Chennai, Mumbai can just get in there into the playoffs, you have to pick them as favorites then, because they have a lot of players who've been there and done that. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting, but I'm seeing Rajasthan definitely finishing top two.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think they've looked so strong. Obviously, anything can happen in a tournament like this, and there is a long way still to go. But I think they cover all bases. They've got a strong side. CSK are maybe the other team who have an equally strong all round 11. And if KKR, as you mentioned, Stark and maybe Chakravarti can find a bit more form, they look very, very good as well. But I think, for me, Rajasthan look the strongest side, and they'll probably look the strongest side going into the semi-finals and the final. Whether or not that follows through, and it never does really. They might not get their victory, and they might not get their first win since Shane Warne and their first title in the first season. So it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the tournament progresses. And I think you can't really rule anyone out. We'll be back in a few weeks, I'm sure, to discuss how the table's completely flipped. Rajasthan have lost 17 on the bounce, even though that's maybe not possible. And yeah, maybe that'll be the way it happens, and Delhi or Mumbai will come from the bottom to win the whole thing, which isn't that unlikely in some ways. But I think it's been an exciting tournament so far. This has probably been my favourite IPL for a while. I think the fact that there's been a lot of high scoring games obviously helps, but I think anyone can kind of beat anyone, which often is the way. But even though Mumbai haven't won a game yet, I can still see them qualifying, which I think shows the success of the tournament, particularly as there is a mega auction next year, which I think in itself will be interesting to see.
Lot of, I mean, really, I agree that it's been a very exciting start of the IPL. We've not seen so many exciting things happening already in the IPL in a few years at this stage. There's been so much to talk about as we've been going on and on in this podcast as well about, because there has been so much to talk about. But yeah, it's just so interesting with, again, major shift in the balance of a lot of teams with a mega auction, like you say, coming up. So, and I think that this IPL could end up breaking a few more records as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's probably all we have time for, considering we've been going on for about an hour now, possibly over an hour. So thank you all for listening. If you made it this way, we know you're a true fan. So thank you for listening to myself and Ayush ramble on. We'll be back, as I mentioned, in a few days for our county championship chat. We'll have a little roundup of the first week and look forward to the season ahead and the summer ahead for English domestic cricket. We're back as well after that, I'm sure, with some more IPL chat. There's a long way to go with the IPL yet. So we'll be back to reminisce on our predictions that myself and Aisha made throughout the podcast today. But thank you all so much for listening, and we'll be back in just a few days for another podcast.